This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the entire nation today is moving forward by preserving its heritage while pursuing development. He noted that this spirit is reflected in every decision and policy of the central government. The Prime Minister said that this vision of India can clearly be seen in the new building of the Chhattisgarh Assembly, which mirrors the rich cultural heritage of the state. In addition, he added the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the formation of Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. Earlier, Prime Minister also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Nava Raipur. The Prime Minister also visited the Sri Satya Sai Sanjeevini Hospital, where he interacted with nearly 2,500 children under the Dil Ki Baat program. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended warm greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Puducherry on their formation day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that each of these regions has made remarkable contributions to country's progress. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. The next generation GST reforms have given a significant boost to the artisans, industries and exporters of Tamil Nadu. In the textiles sector, the tax levied on the famous Tirupur knitwear, Kanchipuram silk and other GI-tagged handloom products has been reduced to 5%. Tax on handicrafts of the state, including Swami Malai bronze icons, brass, stone and wood crafts, has also been reduced to 5%. The reduced GST on Zari from 12% to 5% has made the state's popular Kanchipuram saris affordable. Meanwhile, GST on fish and seafood has been brought down to 5%. This move is supporting small processors and exporters. Similarly, the coir industry units of the state are benefiting from the new GST rates of 5% on coir mats, ropes and geotextiles. Due to rain and strong winds in most parts of Bihar, campaigning for the assembly election has been badly affected today. The election rallies of star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahabad Gathbandhan could not start at several places. Because of bad weather, helicopters were unable to take off, making it difficult for star campaigners to hop from one assembly constituency to another. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Jan Suraj Party leader Prashant Kishore and several other prominent campaigners are conducting roadshows in poll-bound constituencies. In Andhra Pradesh, 9 people were killed in a stampede at Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Kashibuga in Srikakulam district today. The incident occurred during Ekadashi when a large crowd of devotees gathered for darshan. The injured were shifted to nearby hospitals for treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pain at the stampede in Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Srikakulam, Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of those who lost their lives and 50,000 rupees to those injured. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stated that India views its defence cooperation with ASEAN and plus countries as a contribution to regional peace, stability and capacity building. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He emphasized that the ADMM Plus is an integral part of India's East policy and broader Indo-Pacific vision. Lucknow has been added to the list of UNESCO Creative Cities for its rich and diverse culinary heritage in the category of gastronomy at the 43rd session of its general conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.